Now for something different. Climate change impacts, economic infrastructure and support for SMMEs are some of the main priorities which all spheres of government should focus on over the next year if the country is to improve lives as set out in the National Development Plan, the country's blueprint and lodestar for economic development by 2030. The National Planning Commission is an independent advisory body and think tank appointed by the President to be the custodian of the NDP to advise government and indeed all of society on its implementation. To this end, the NPC is taking part in a two-day session at the NCOP, which aims to ensure better coordination and planning by all three spheres of government in order to meet the goals of the NDP. For an update on how closely following and in sort of how closely aligned we are, should I say, to those goals, I'm delighted to be joined on the line by the chairperson of the NPC's governance workstream, Dr. Pulani Molokwane. Pulani, thank you very much for joining us. I know you've had a very busy 2 days in Parliament. What is the very latest when it comes to the plans to meet those goals by 2030?
Good afternoon, Amy. Good afternoon to you and the listeners as a whole. I guess it is not news, or rather most South Africans would know that we are running behind with achieving our 2030 goals with just about 7 years to go, no longer 8 years because we are now in the new year. But it does not necessarily mean we cannot continue to try to achieve some of the NDP goals. And the session yesterday and today with the NCOP is meant to actually deal with the alignment of our planning. It is important that we have our plans coordinated and aligned so that we can even be able to hold those that are responsible accountable. It is important that each and every involved sphere of government knows when to do what and how to do it and who needs to hold who accountable. We have not had a kind of structured and probably legal coordinated way of planning. It is in that manner that the NPC, together with DPME, is trying to, is at an advanced stage, to be precise, of finalizing the National Planning Framework Bill. It is important that we have it as law, as one of the prescripts, so that there are no confusions, that even the role of the NPC should not be confused or convoluted or be misunderstood. The country's ability to make sure that the resources go where they are and are supposed to change the lives of our people, it's very important and cannot be overemphasized. So the role of the NCOP is really key. And as the NPC, we really appreciate what the NCOP has been doing in the past years in trying to bring us all together in one room to make sure that the NCOP continues to play its unique role in the promotion of the principles of corporate government and in the intergovernmental relationships are always in place. I believe that the NCOP plays a major role to make sure that we don't work in silos or haphazardly. And to make sure that each sphere does not encroach on each other's area of competence. And in the sessions that we've had, we've actually had to deal with that and address that, because we need to really ensure that there's synergy between the spheres on matters of concurrent competence. I think I need to also mention that it is also very important that those that need assistance, and I can make an example of smaller municipalities, will be able to be assisted because we will know where the shortcomings are as a country. And we should really, I believe, stop allocating resources and money to municipalities that are incapable of executing because then we continue to be surprised and be shocked and really by disasters, by climate change. I mean, we also know as a country that when natural disasters strike, whether it's a form of human errors or climate change, which is a problem for all of us, they affect the marginalized the most. And because we do not plan and we are never ready for those kind of disasters, we end up in situations that we find ourselves in, being it floods, being it hurricanes or all other natural disasters.
Polani, if we go back to something that you said at the start of the interview, when you said it's no secret that we are not on track to meet those goals by 2030, we only have 7 years left. What are some of the obstacles that are standing in the way of us achieving those goals at this point?
And the core of it has been the uncoordinated and the lack of alignment of planning. We have noticed that in most, if for example, departments, we would have a department talking to the NDP as the lodestar, but what actually it does is not necessarily what's in the NDP. And I must say that as the NPC, we have not really had the teeth to hold anybody accountable, because we did not have the prescripts in place. And therefore, the framework bill, the planning framework bill, is meant to address exactly that, that every other party that is responsible for planning will need to do their bit, because now it will be law. It's not like a kind of a gentleman's agreement that we seem to be having as the NPC and as the advisor or the advisory body to the presidency and cabinet. Largely, it's been that. Of course, we can say we don't have much resources. But yesterday, we even had proof from the Financial Fiscal Commission that put evidence before us that the grants and the resources have been increased towards municipalities and most entities, but the impact and the results are not that meaningful. And it's because money goes to where it's not supposed to go. And we need to address that. And that has been largely been our shortcoming. And again, with municipalities, there's also an issue of the capacity is not there. Mm. So if there's no capacity, how do we then expect them to execute or even spend the resources appropriately? There is nothing that actually dictates as to how a small municipality should be run. In fact, one of the colleagues in Parliament yesterday even mentioned the fact that smaller municipalities are actually bloated, so which means the bulk of the money goes to salaries, not to services. And that also simply means even the equitable share that municipalities receive does not necessarily go to the services, whether it's electricity or water. And I think also what is important, what we're really advocating for as the NPC, is that for this plan to succeed, it needs all of us in it. It's a plan for the nation, it's a plan for the country, it's not a plan for government. And we continue to call for the citizens to actively partake in this plan, for the private sector to actively be part of this. And when we work together, we can then even and be very aware of what is expected of those that are tasked with the mandate of administration or executing the plan, and therefore the citizen can know who to ask for what in a way. So that's really our position.
We'll have to leave it there. We are unfortunately out of time, but I do appreciate you joining us. Thank you, Dr. Pulani Molokwane, the chairperson of the NPC's governance work stream, on the line there from Cape Town.